This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three, although not today in hour number three, because it's Troop-a-thon at Newsmax TV. So we'll be 3 hours of radio today. Lots and lots of chances for you to call in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to hear from you all show long. We also have a big surprise today. We got the one of the greatest boxers in the world, Ron Johnson, heavyweight champion of the world, here in studio today. It's going to be a great show today, and I want to read you my latest commentary, which I think you'll get a kick out of, because I'm the only guy in America who has the balls to tell the truth about what's going on in this country. And so my commentary, I'll lead off the show with, is the fix in with Justice Roberts? Is the fix in with Justice Roberts? Coming out on Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, top 20 newspaper in the country and syndicated all over the country by Creator Syndicate. The deck is stacked. The fix is in. The Democratic Party, D.C. swamp, deep state, globalist, socialist, various special interest groups, and a few bought and sold rhino Republicans are giving your country away day by day, hour by hour, inch by inch. This is all about unbridled greed. Open borders are making a select few powerful billionaires, companies, and special interest groups wealthier, handing power to the Democratic Party and making big government far bigger. That's what this is about. Trillions of dollars in dirty money and taxpayer money. That's why the fix is in, to ensure the dirty money and the taxpayer money keeps flowing. Think. Who makes money off keeping the illegal alien invasion coming? Mexican drug cartels, drug traffickers, human traffickers, big government, the welfare state, the Democratic Party, staying in power and keeping their jobs. It's a racket, a scam. It's all about the Benjamins. Exhibit A, Mexico just sent 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to slow the illegal alien invasion. They've also sent thousands of military troops to their southern border with central Mexico. In one foul swoop, Mexico did more to protect America and American-born citizens than the Democratic Party has in its history. And if Democrats can't ensure the fix is in, there's always Supreme Court Justice Roberts. He's clearly the deep state and D.C. swamp's ace in the hole. He's their last line of defense if the Democrats fail. On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled President Trump couldn't include a simple citizenship question on the 2020 census. A question. Illegals are now untouchables. They are protected in sanctuary cities. They're given benefits American citizens can't get. Now you can't even ask them a question on a census. They are the ultimate privileged class. Someone is obviously making a ton of money on this scam, and I'll bet they're willing to pay a lot to keep it going. The question is, who are they paying? Enter Justice Roberts, a supposedly constitutional conservative. I'm going to say out loud what every conservative in the country is thinking. Something smells rotten. Roberts' rulings on key issues that have the power to change the course of history smell like the fix is in. Remember, Roberts was the deciding vote to save Obamacare. He changed his mind from a no vote to kill Obamacare in an hour to a yes vote to save Obamacare. Now I ask you, who changes their mind about the most important decision in modern American history? What constitutional conservative decides to support the biggest government leviathan in history? Now, the tip-off was his reasoning. Obama's own lawyers argued Obamacare was not a tax. Roberts justified saving Obamacare by arguing it was a tax. Well, if it was a tax, it's unconstitutional. How do I know? Because that's precisely why Obama's lawyers argued it wasn't a tax. Roberts ignored the United States Constitution. You know, the conservative constitutionalist ignored the U.S. Constitution to save Obamacare. Something smell fishy there? Fast forward to this past Thursday. Roberts did the unimaginable again. He voted with liberals to remove a simple question on the census that even he declared was constitutional. A question asked by countries all over the world. More twisting like a pretzel to benefit the deep state. Roberts' ruling affects trillions of dollars. Someone's getting rich because of Roberts' ruling. Liberals argued asking the question would give an advantage to white Americans and Republicans. But by voting to remove the citizenship question from the census, Roberts now gives advantage to illegal aliens and Mexican drug cartels over law-abiding tax-paying American citizens. Now, why would he do that? He gives advantage to the Democratic Party over Republicans. He gives advantage to blue states for federal funding and future electoral votes. Trillions in money and power just changed hands. Roberts' vote makes big government bigger, the Democratic Party more powerful, and leaves American-born taxpayers paying higher taxes. Roberts' ruling just changed the future direction of America. Trust me. This is all about the Benjamins. Folks, the deck is stacked, the fix is in, the bad guys are giving your country away. Thanks, Justice Roberts. My commentary coming out this Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and a newspaper near you, syndicated around the country by Creators Syndicate. So that's the truth. I just summed up what so many people are afraid to say. The fix was in. This guy is dirty, as sure as I'm sitting here. All right, breaking news. The Supreme Court, the one and the same, has agreed to decide DACA. Any of you have high hopes out there? Because this is another one that decides the future of America. Supreme Court will hear the challenge to Trump's ending of Obama's illegal DACA program. SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, will take up challenge to Trump administration's decision to end DACA, a program that allowed undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children to apply for temporary protection from being deported. And this was, of course, a ruling by Obama via executive action, which he had no right to make. Now, a three-judge panel of the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco ruled that the administration's decision to end DACA was arbitrary and capricious. The interesting part is the Supreme Court will hear the case next session and likely decide it right in the middle of a heated election. That will be fun. Wow. That will be fun. Don't forget, they're a bunch of frauds, so that'll be fun, too. Here's what really matters, folks. The economy. The Dow just logged its best June in more than 80 years. The Dow up again today. U.S. stock benchmarks mostly enjoyed a healthy run on the back of the Federal Reserve's slightly easier money policy stance and hope for China-U.S. trade pacts. Recent gains have helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average ring up its best June gain of 7.2% since 1938. The S&P index notched its best June return with a gain of 6.9% since 1955. The NASDAQ composite on track for 6.9% return in June, which would represent its best June since 2000. So once again, the Trump economy is flying. No one believed it. No expert believed it. Everybody knocked it. Flying, flying, flying. And the S&P 500's best first half in two decades. Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 73.38 points today to 26,599. Wow, best month since June of 1938. And biggest first half gain in two decades. And now, again, so on one hand you have what matters, right? What matters is economy's flying, stock market's flying. On the other hand, you got to hear this story. This is the Democrats. This is what they think matters. California is going to become the first state to ban natural hair discrimination. This is almost as bad as tampons in men's room. California is going to become the first state to ban discrimination for natural hairstyles. The Crown Act. proposed by Senator Holly Mitchell, Democrat Los Angeles, protects black employees and students from being punished for their natural hairstyles, including cornrows, dreadlocks, braids, or afros. Under the bill, hairstyles would be used to further provide a definition under race for the California Fair Employment and Housing Act, which currently prohibits discriminatory hiring or housing practices. Hey, man, you got big oily hair. We cannot allow you to move into your house. Have you ever heard anybody say that? I've never heard anybody say that. I've never heard a landlord discriminate because your hair is in cornrows, dreadlocks, braids, or afros, or because you're a black person with funny hair in the year 2019. There's no landlords doing that. But in California, they think that's the most important thing in the entire world because they're nuts. And last night on that debate stage, they proved they were nuts. Morning Joe, this morning, on MSNBC, apologized for the debate disaster last night, saying he hopes America wasn't watching. He was that upset at the debate performance by Democrats, and he apologized to anyone who watched and said he hoped nobody tuned in. Scarborough really unloaded on Democrats, both collectively and individually. He first criticized them for turning on each other, yelling and insulting each other during the debate when they should have been jumping out of the trenches to fight Trump. He then pounced on the free-for-all immigration policies espoused by nearly all the Democrats, whether it was giving illegals free health care for life or decriminalizing illegal border crossings so they aren't illegal anymore. He said it may make them feel good about themselves, but it will lose Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia. And then he lit it to both Biden and Sanders, saying he hadn't seen a debate performance that bad from Biden since the 1980s. He noted that Sanders was yelling all night and clearly didn't listen to his debate prep because he gave the same performance last night that he gave 4 years ago. He ripped Kamala Harris for supporting the idea of busing, and it goes on from there. It's probably the best Morning Joe clip we've ever seen. It's interesting. He rips Kamala Harris for supporting the idea of busing. I wonder how he ripped her for that. Not quite sure what he said. I'd like to hear that one. I agree, by the way. I would rip her for that, but I can't believe on Morning Joe they did that. And the New York Post hammers Democrats after every candidate promises free health care for illegal aliens. And, of course, Trump hammered them and said the election's over. Can you imagine free health care for life to illegal aliens? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to USA Radio Network, the Wayne Allen Root Show and USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada, founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. They gave me my shots in local radio, Ed Stolz, and national radio, Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to you. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. It's a publicly traded company, meaning you can own the stock, you could profit if they profit. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more, make an educated decision, go study them at FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you email me, and you can find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. So this just in, the charred remains of the missing Utah college student has been found, and they've got a suspect who they have charged with murder, Ayula Ajayi. Charred remains, missing 23-year-old Utah college student Mackenzie Luke. Was discovered. The missing remains after the police searched Ayula Ajayi's home. Neighbors said they saw 31-year-old Ayula Ajaji burning something in his backyard. Salt Lake police have been looking for Mackenzie Luck for 11 days until they discovered her charred remains. She was dropped off at a park at 3 in the morning by a Lyft driver. After landing at the Salt Lake City airport, the Lyft driver was cleared of any involvement in her murder. Authorities combed through Mackenzie's phone and social media records where they made the connection to Ajaji. Both were at the same park at the same time, and Ajaji initially denied knowing her. Investigators have been digging into his dating app, or her dating apps. After receiving tips, she was interested in older men. Ajaji's booking record in jail says he was born in Nigeria. There is a self-published book for sale on Amazon called Forge Identity. The author is Ayula Ajaji, and it says in his bio he was born and raised in Africa. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, it's just more interesting stuff that tells you not everybody that comes from a foreign country is good for America or should be allowed into America or should be allowed to stay in America. Not all of them are bad, but a lot of them are bad. So the New York Post hammers Democrats after every candidate promises free health care to all legal aliens. Would they give free health care for life to Ayula Ajaji after he murdered this poor girl and burned her remains? All 10 communist clowns on the debate stage were asked Thursday evening if they would support giving government-run health care to illegal aliens, and all 10 couldn't wait to raise their hands. Illegal aliens over American citizens. President Trump, who is currently in Osaka, Japan, for the G20 summit, slammed the Democrats for being in favor of giving illegal invaders health benefits. All Democrats just raised their hands, he said, for giving millions of illegal aliens unlimited health care. How about take care of American citizens first? That's the end of that race, Trump said, mid-debate from Japan. That image is going to haunt the Democratic Party for the rest of all time. 10 people holding up their hands can't wait to say that they are for giving illegal immigrants free health care for life. What about us? Why would you give free health care? If you want to say, I want to give health care to illegals, yeah, they pay for it. Why would you give free health care? I don't get free health care. I was born Wayne Root in Mount Vernon Hospital, Mount Vernon, New York. Nobody gives me free health care. Why would you give it to Juan Gonzalez, who got it, came into the country illegally from Mexico? Why does he deserve it? Is there a reason he deserves it? And not only that, but in order to achieve it, they all admitted they're going to get rid of private health insurance. Ted Cruz said Democrats not even pretending to allow private health care insurance. They're not even pretending to allow it now, Cruz said. So they're going to eliminate my ability to have private insurance, and I got to go in a government-run program? You mean like the one I talked about yesterday in England, where an 83-year-old woman broke her arm and went to the hospital, and they said, sorry, go home. We can't take care of you. You're too old. Is that what you want? That's not what I want. You can take my health care from my cold, dead hands. Go for it, mother. You know what? Go for it, all you commie scum. Through my cold, dead hands. That's why you want to take my guns away. You're never getting my health care. And you're never getting the health care of the people who listen to my show or watch my show. Good luck. We're armed.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is defending his civil rights record. Speaking at the Rainbow Push Coalition convention in Chicago on Friday, Biden insisted that he's made a lifelong commitment to civil rights.
I want to be absolutely clear about my record and position on racial justice, including busing. I never, ever opposed voluntary busing. And it was a program that Senator Harris participated in, and it made a difference in her life.
Biden's civil rights record was challenged by California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris at last night's Democratic presidential debate. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was murdered. Brown identified the suspect and says he's in custody and facing murder and kidnapping charges. And at the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up 73 points to close at 26,600. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRAinsider.com. You're the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them, VRA, VRA, VRA. Kip Erridge runs VRA, otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip my highest endorsement and recommendation. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beaten Wall Street for 15 out of 16 years. 15 out of 16. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat him like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. And just to add a little personal context here, I read his newsletter every morning. And since January, every liberal at CNBC has been screaming, we're headed for recession, corporate earnings will be horrible, the country's going under, things are awful, Trump's an idiot, and the stock market's going to crash, and we're due for a recession, and we're due for a crash. And Kip has kept saying every day, to his credit, even on the days where the market was way down, and it looked like disaster was looming, Kip said, no, 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 buy, 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 buy. We're headed for all-time highs, Trump's a genius, the economy's fantastic, the stock market's going to fly, every corporate earning will be the highest ever, and it has been, and there is no recession, and he's been right so far about everything. So check it out, VRAinsider.com. It's free for 2 weeks. Read what I read. Guy's an amazing guru. All right? Let's take our guest, Liz Peek. She's a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com. Liz Peek, P-E-E-K.com. Liz, welcome to the show. It's Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
So, did you watch that debate last night? And did you do it without drinking?
I had to because I had to write about it afterwards. And I have to say, at least it wasn't supremely boring, which I thought the night before really was. Here's just a sort of interesting thought about the two evenings back to back. There was not one really memorable zinger of a line, not one witticism, not one joke or clever thing that anybody said. 20 people, 4 hours, not one memorable line. You got to say that is pretty darned remarkable because they had practiced for weeks, all of them. And they had one-liners that they hoped would make the headlines the next day. The closest was Kamala Harris, who did, I think, quite well last night. And she had that memorable line about, Americans don't want to see a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on the table. I thought that was pretty good. But my gosh, what a dull group.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I didn't watch it. I will admit I didn't watch it. I went out to dinner, and I just don't care. They're a bunch of idiots. And I knew all of them would say I'm for giving health care to illegals, and all of them would say we shouldn't have any borders, and all of them would say we should decriminalize walking across the border, and they didn't let me down. So why even listen? But I did, of course, go see the highlights, and it's just interesting. Everyone I know thought Kamala won the debate, but after the debate, Kamala's team tried to play defense by saying she did not understand the question when she was asked, raise your hands if you want to abolish all private health insurance.
She had backtracked on that before. Remember, way months ago, she endorsed the Medicare for All, and then someone sort of charged her with, well, you do realize that that gets rid of private insurance. And she said, oh, no, 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 I have to rethink that. And so she did it again. But here was, what happened was, the moderator said, raise your hand if you're for Medicare for All or if you want to get rid of private health insurance. And it really was pretty interesting. It was kind of like some of them were kind of eyes darting left and right to see if everyone else was raising their hand. Joe Biden actually, by the way, did that all evening. He would tentatively put his hand up and then, kind of put it back down again when it seemed like that wasn't a good idea. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
What a joke. This whole group. I mean, who could beat Trump out of either of those two nights? Nobody.
Well, I think Biden walks out of there pretty bloodied and, he's still walking and he's not out of the race, to be sure. It's going to be very interesting to see whether his polling takes a hit. I think it will. He really didn't look sharp, I don't think. I should back up and say my expectations were extremely low for him. I thought he could literally have a senior moment, end up sort of wandering off topic, really create some pretty horrendous gaffes. And he didn't do that. I mean, to his credit.
No, but my friends told me he got his ass kicked by Kamala Harris. I mean, he just looked like an idiot.
He did, and by Eric Swalwell, who is really a twerpy guy and, you know, kind of basically said almost without saying, you know, you're just too old and it's time for you to step aside. And I don't think that really, I think Swalwell's gone because he was rude to him. He was rude to Pete Buttigieg. He really came across as sort of a snarky guy and very unappealing. So, you know, a lot of, I mean, what was interesting was just see some of the personalities emerge. And we did that, but, I kind of agree with you. I really don't think anyone came out either night. Liz Warren on the first night is credited with having had a strong performance. I really didn't think she had a very strong performance. I thought she did fine. And Bernie Sanders last night, you know, the funny thing today was I've done a number of TV shows and whatnot, and no one is talking about Bernie Sanders because Bernie was Bernie. He's kind of saying the same stuff.
He's one note Bernie, right? He's one note Bernie. He doesn't have act two.
Yeah.
There is none.
It really is true. And at the end, when he was asked some specific question, I can't remember, something like about, you know, Iran or something, he kind of went back to the income inequality and three families having more wealth and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, for your listeners, the Washington Post, interestingly, did a fact check on both nights and really kind of basically threw an awful lot of what these people had to say in the garbage. I mean, that just isn't a true thing that Bernie Sanders is saying. And the whole thing that Kamala Harris talked about, people working two or three jobs, that's an infinitesimal number of Americans out of our 130 million person workforce or something. It's like 160,000 people working more than one job. And the second job is typically part-time. So an awful lot of this stuff, you just have to kind of do your research, do your homework, and figure out if they're telling the truth, because guess what? They're not.
I wonder where I fall on the scale, because I work 16 to 18 hours a day, and I've got 12 careers.
Me too.
So I think maybe I'm like in a party of five or six out of 300 million people. But, you know, Morning Joe, who is so anti-Trump, just hates Trump, Joe Scarborough. And he went on to
sure.
Do you see what he said in the show this morning? He said he apologizes for the Democratic Party and he hopes America wasn't watching. That's how lousy he thought they did last night.
Yeah, that was interesting. I'm not sure. I didn't hear the specifics of what was it because they were all talking over each other or.
Here, I'll tell you the specifics. Let's talk about it for a minute. Hold on. There it goes. So he said he hoped America didn't tune in to see the fiasco. He first criticized them for turning on each other, yelling and insulting each other when they should have been insulting Trump. And then he pounced on the free-for-all immigration policies espoused by nearly all of the Democrats, whether it was giving illegals free health care for life or decriminalizing illegal border crossings so they aren't illegal anymore. And he said it may make them feel good about themselves, but it will lose Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Well,
very interesting. I agree with him on that. I mean, I never liked the guy, but I agree with him.
I do, too. And you know, with me, I didn't even include that in my write-up because, frankly, I never imagined they wouldn't go there. Sorry for the double negative, but when all these people are basically hounding Trump about, for example, putting these kids in the facility called Homestead in Florida, which became a huge flashpoint. Every left-wing politician has visited Homestead. We had 11,000 unaccompanied kids come across the border in May. What do people think we're going to do with them? Just let them go into the middle of, you know, Canton, Ohio with $100 and say, good luck, kid, go, you're on your own.
Right. Well,
it's the dumbest thing.
We're overwhelmed. There's no money. But
the
third thing is, I've been a CEO many times in my life, including of a public company. And, you know, it's like, and I haven't been the CEO of, like, IBM or General Electric with hundreds of thousands of employees. I was CEO of a company with 150 employees. And yet everything that happens and every person that walks through the front door, you would blame on me? He's the president sitting in the White House. The border's attacked by 100,000 people in a month. The overwhelmed ICE and border control send them somewhere. Do you think he actually knows what's going on? The president doesn't know what's happening in each individual shelter. It's ridiculous
to think
that he's for blame. Come on.
It is ridiculous, but I agree with that 100%. But also, those kids have to be taken care of. And if you do, again, any research, there's a big NPR piece in January about Homestead specifically. You know, it's pretty good. And and the kids are pretty well taken care of. They make the left has made a big thing about how they're not allowed to hug each other. Let's think for a minute why that's true. You know perfectly well why it's true, because God forbid there's some attack on a girl in Homestead facility,
right,
and it
right.
starts with, I mean, come on, let's at least act like grown-ups, tell the truth. Let's, if you're critical of this thing, let's make it a reasonable criticism. Anyway, but the point is, the Democrats
it's not
have
that
gotten,
bad, is the point.
No, of course not.
And
Democrats
Liz, wait,
have
let me
gone,
jump in. Let me step on you for 1 second.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm Jewish, right? So this idea that they're compared to concentration
yes.
camps
offensive.
Is the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
You know, they killed all my relatives. They murdered them. They enslaved them. They gassed them after they worked them for death as slave labor. And you're telling me that's the same as someone who attacks your country illegally and you take the kids and you put them somewhere because they have to be taken care of? They're probably living far better than they ever lived in Mexico or Nicaragua, you know? It's a joke.
It is.
It's an absolute joke.
It's offensive.
All right, Liz, I wanted to get into more stuff, but I know you're on the run,
yeah.
so we'll let you go. But we are having a great stock market in June. Best June in 81 years. Trump is still flying high. LizPeek.com. Liz, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, LizPeek.com. P-E-E-K. LizPeek.com. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be back in a sec. So much more news to get to. Never enough time. Too much news, not enough time. Give me 6 hours a day. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD, because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
War now! Bounce.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We have listeners all over the country, New York, Connecticut, Florida, California, you name it. But Illinois, lots and lots of people listen in Chicago area. And one of my listeners, Scott, sent me this letter. Hi, War. Starting on July 1st, Illinois is doubling the gas tax for motorists from 19 cents a gallon to 38 cents a gallon. Our liberal loser governor signed the spending bill to upgrade Illinois' roads and bridges. It is so much fun to live in Illinois. Not just one more reason for sane people to leave this state. Scott, thank you, Scott, for letting us know how absolutely ridiculous, Illinois is, and the liberals in Illinois, the governor, the state assembly, the state senate, they're a bunch of liberal losers. They all speak in lockstep, and everything they pass destroys the average taxpayer, and that's why people are running for their lives. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. When you're running for your life, guess what you need? Gold. If you haven't noticed, there's been Iranian attacks and trade wars with China and the worst crisis at the border in our history, and the U.S. debt exceeds $22 trillion. It's these events and many more that have pushed gold up dramatically in less than 2 months. But depending on what you purchased and who you purchased it from, you may not have earned a penny. Gold and precious metals are vital to your portfolio. Vital, vital, vital to your portfolio. But buying from the right person at the right price is even more important. Now more than ever, you need an evaluation. And here is an amazing offer. And I mean an amazing offer. The CEO of Tangible Investments, who has been interviewed on CNBC, Discovery Channel, History Channel, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, will evaluate your holdings for free. He frequently charges $2,000 per hour. We'll also send you this award-winning DVD and the New York Times bestselling author's book free. Tangible knows that many people have been ripped off in the precious metals world, and they want to help. Been in business 35 years. They've got golden credibility. They've sold $2 billion worth of products. And if you call them now, you get a free book, a free DVD, and a free valuation of your holdings. Call now, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And the first 20 qualified callers will also get a gold coin with a retail value of $199 free. Call 800-780-9000. Great friend of the show, Tangible Investments. So in the time we have left in this first hour of the show, first of all, once again, we'll tell you about Jimmy Carter, a moron. Jimmy Carter says Trump is an illegitimate president put in office by Russia. First of all, Jimmy Carter was the first communist ever elected president. And you could bet at the time it was the Soviet Union. So you can bet that he was the one that was elected with help from the Soviet Union. Okay? This is what Democrats do. Solinsky said, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. Whatever you did, blame the other guy. Whatever you look like, blame it on the other guy. And for Jimmy Carter, who was literally a communist, who got elected president, took down the entire American economy, and then lost 49, I think it was 49 out of 50 states, for him to criticize Trump is a joke. He's an illegitimate president who lost the election but became president because of Russia, Carter says. He made the remarks during a joint interview Friday with his vice president, Walter Mondale, on C-SPAN. Oh, you're big time, Jimmy! Trump is the most used word in the world since Jesus Christ and Muhammad. The third most used word in the world has got to be Donald Trump or Trump. And this guy's on C-SPAN with eight people watching. Did you ever watch C-SPAN? It kind of reminds me of public access TV when you see a local city council meeting. Everybody looks asleep. They all look half dead. These are the people that run for local office. They all look half dead. They're dried up. They're all completely unattractive people. They can't dress. They're boring as crap. They have no energy. And every person that steps up to speak has no energy. And if you watched it, you'd want to kill yourself. If you had a gun, no wonder liberals want to ban guns. If you ever watch city council on local public access, you'd want to put a gun in your mouth. It's so boring. Well, that's what C-SPAN's like. Nobody watches C-SPAN. It's the most boring thing in the world. Jimmy Carter's on C-SPAN. He's got nobody watching, but he's telling us that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. Trump got 63 million people to vote for him, you moron. You wouldn't get five of them today. Carter says, if fully investigated, it would show that Trump didn't actually win the election. He lost the election and was put in office because Russia interfered on his behalf. It's the most bizarre thing that anybody would even think of saying something like that. But that's, you know, that's the loony left. So Kamala Harris pretends she didn't know she was raising her hand to abolish all private health care. All 10 communist clowns on the stage were asked if they would support giving government-run health care to illegal aliens. All 10 said yes. All 10 candidates support giving government-run health care to illegal aliens. After the debate, Kamala's team tried to play defense by saying she did not understand the question. But on another health care question, abolishing all private health care after the debate, Kamala's team tried to play defense by saying she didn't understand the question, too. Wow. Just asked Kamala Harris after the debate about raising her hand to the health insurance question. She said she interpreted the question to mean her own insurance plan. Wow. Wow, what a liar. And then she said during the debate, the key moment of the debate was when she attacked Biden and said she was in the second integrated class in Berkeley, but yearbook photos prove she's lying. She took on Joe Biden about his record on segregation. She lectured Joe on how she was in the second integrated class in Berkeley. She suggested the local school district had failed, adding, there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people. The audience loved her attack on Joe. Her campaign honored her attack by quickly posting a photo of Kamala as a child in pigtails, but it was a lie. Kamala Harris said she was a student in the second class to be integrated at Berkeley. Kamala's parents were successful professionals. She went to Berkeley for only 2 years. She then moved with her mother at age 7 to Canada, where she attended grade school and high school. She was born in 1964. Kamala lied. Classrooms are integrated in 1963.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.